Maintain the oneness of the spirit. The picture shows a group of brothers and sisters enjoying a meal together in someone's home. The Apostle Paul urged Christians in Ephesus to keep putting up with one another in love, earnestly endeavoring to maintain the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3. The oneness or unity that we enjoy is of the Spirit. This means that it is a product of God's active force. However, as Paul noted, our unity needs to be maintained. By whom? Really, each Christian must do his or her part to maintain the oneness of the Spirit. To illustrate, suppose someone gave you a new car. Who would be responsible for keeping it in good repair? The answer is obvious. You cannot blame the gift giver if the car breaks down because you didn't take care of it. Similarly, although our Christian unity is a God-given gift, each of us is responsible to maintain it. If we do not have a peaceful relationship with a brother or a sister, we need to ask ourselves, am I doing my part to maintain the oneness of the Spirit by resolving the matter? Earnestly endeavor to maintain unity. As Paul noted, we might at times need to work hard to maintain the oneness of the Spirit. That could especially be the case if a brother or a sister has offended us. Does maintaining unity always require that we approach the person and talk out the problem? Not necessarily. Ask yourself, will making an issue over this difference promote unity or cause more contention? Sometimes the wise course is simply to overlook it or to forgive. The picture collage shows a brother choosing to overlook an offense. He is yelled at by another brother. He thinks about what the other brother just did. He reads the Bible and meditates. The picture caption reads, "Ask yourself, will making an issue over this difference promote unity or cause more contention?" As the Apostle Paul wrote, let us keep putting up with one another in love. Ephesians 4, 2. One reference work says that this phrase can be expressed as receiving them as they are. This means that we accept that our fellow believers are sinful as we are. Of course, we are trying to put on the new personality. Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. However, none of us can do so perfectly. If we accept that fact, it is easier for us to put up with one another, to be forgiving, and to thereby maintain the oneness of the Spirit. When we resolve personal offenses, even if only in our heart, we will continue to experience the uniting bond of peace. The Greek word that is translated uniting bond at Ephesians 4:3 is rendered ligaments at Colossians 2:19. Ligaments are strong bands of tissue that join one bone to another. In a similar way, peace, as well as love for our brothers, helps us remain close to them despite any differences we have with them. So when a fellow believer offends, upsets, or irritates you, try to view that person compassionately rather than critically. Since all humans are imperfect, you too have likely caused someone offense at some point. Keeping that in mind will help you do your part to maintain the oneness of the Spirit. End of article.